Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Now that you've got the first day of NaNoWriMo behind you, you're going to start to run into some interesting logistical problems, such as, how do I find time every day? It's easy to find time for a special occasion, or when you're going out to a write-in, or on a one-off. You can tell your spouse, your friends, your roommates, your children, just leave me alone for a couple of hours tonight, and I'll be fine with you tomorrow. But making that an everyday habit, that takes a little doing, and making it an everyday habit that stretches beyond 1 month, that takes a lot more doing. The best time for you is going to depend a lot on your life. Some people write best in the early morning because they're awake and the house is quiet and they haven't had to deal with the stresses of the day yet. Some people can't get out of their way in the early morning. They're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and so all of the parts of themselves that are very good at keeping them from writing, at making them feel inadequate, at making them second-guess every word they write, all those critical parts of the brain are at their maximum peak effectiveness. And these people tend to write better late at night, when they're tired enough that they don't give a damn. They sit down at the keyboard, and they'll mangle words all over the place, they'll put things out of order, but they'll be able to tell a story in a sort of dreamlike state because they don't have the rest of the noise in their head getting in the way. Some people write best under pressure and deadlines. For a long time, I used to write at conventions in the bars. I loved all the activity going on around me, and I liked to be able to just take a half an hour out between two panels that I was scheduled on and knock out a few hundred words in whatever book I was working on. And when your best writing time is doesn't just vary from person to person. It varies within a lifetime, within even a season. It can even vary over the course of a year. If you've got kids, and they're in school during the day, and you're a stay-at-home parent, your writing schedule during the school year is likely going to be very, very different than your writing schedule during the summer. If this is your first time writing daily, it's probably going to take a little bit of experimentation. Pick a time. Go for it for a few days, and if it's not working as well as you want it to, pick another time. Slide around, try to find out what's working for you at this point in time in your life, and then stick with it until it stops working so well, then maybe think of changing it up. And remember always, you're not talking about a lot of time. It doesn't take very long to type 1,700 words. It takes longer to write 1,700 words, but if you're working at a professional pace, you're working at somewhere between 500 and 1,200 to 1,500 words an hour. Unless you're a complete nut like some people I've met and can do 2,000, 3,000 words an hour. By the way, if you're one of those people, I already hate you. And why are you listening to this podcast? You're obviously well beyond me. If you're writing slower than 500 words an hour, you're probably spending too much time thinking. Now, I know that sounds a little odd because this is all about the shit that we make up in our heads, but it's the stuff that's in your head that keeps you from typing the next word, that anxiety about whether the sentence is right, whether you're going in a good direction for your character, whether the story should turn right or left. It's all that deliberate thinking that slows you down. Somewhere deep down inside of you, there's that kid that used to listen to Dr. Seuss, that used to get Bible stories before bedtime, or Grimm's fairy tales, or whatever it was. There's that part of you that eavesdropped on the adults in the other room when you were supposed to be asleep. That part of you knows how stories work. It's the part of you that's been watching movies and television, that's been reading books for all these years. It's got a good sense of what the next thing should be. All you gotta do is get out of your own way, which is a lot more difficult than it sounds, but it's truly, truly worth it. If you're finding yourself through this NaNoWriMo experience writing less than 500 words an hour consistently, pouring 5 and 6 hours a day into trying to make your word count, it's worth taking a day off, taking a breath, and finding a way to give yourself permission to let go. This isn't about whether you're good or you suck. This is about allowing yourself to tell a story. Worry about the quality and the grammar and the spelling later. Because later, you'll have a whole story. You might have a better idea about whether any of that's really worth worrying about. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it really isn't worth worrying about at all. See you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.